Will you please turn to the book of Job?
请我们翻到约伯记。
Job chapter 38.
第三十八章。
Job 38, we'll read from verse 4.
约伯记三十八章由第四节开始读。
To verse 7.
到第四到七节。
Job 38, verse 4.
约伯记三十八章第四节。
Where was there?When I founded the earth, declare if thou hast understanding. Who set the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who stretches a line upon it? Wherefore were the foundations thereof sunken, or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning star,Sang together, and the sons of God shouted for joy.
第四节，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧；你若晓得，就说。是谁定地的尺度？是谁把准绳拉在其上？地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
May we have a few words of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, with grateful heart, we come together before Thee.
主啊，我们带着感恩的心一同来到你的跟前。
In this troublous world, we thank thee for gathering us together here in peace.
在这个混乱的时代，我们谢谢你把我们在平安的里面带在一起。
We believe that thou dost gather us for a purpose.
我们实在相信，这次你聚我们在这里，有你自己的心意。
We pray that thy purpose shall be fully realized in our midst.
我们实在求你，你这个旨意在我们当中能够完全的成就。
We pray that I will use this opportunity to prepare every one of us for thy imminent return.
我们实在求你用着这一次的聚会，预备我们每一个人来迎接你马上的来临。
That we may see thee face to face.
我们能够面对面的见我们的主。
And we may glorify your name.
我们能够荣耀你的名。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间恭敬交在恩主的手中。
Pray that thou wilt speak.To each and every one of us.
我们求你向我们每一个人说话。
And bring us closer to thyself.
叫我们能够与你自己更亲近。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. In the beginning, God.
起初神。
There was nothing but God Himself.
起初，除了神以外，一无所有。
And God is a God of Trinity.
神是三而一的神。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父、子、圣灵。
We may use our human imagination.
可能我们用一些人的想法。
We may imagine.
我们可以这样想。
that in the beginning there was a consultation among the Godhead.
起初在神格里面有一个这样的会议。
The Father loved His Son.
父爱他的儿子。
He wanted to give everything to His Son.
他要把一切都归给他的儿子。
And for this reason, He had an idea of creation.
所以神就起了创造的意思。
But God being God,
神作为神，
He knows the end from the beginning.
他从开始就知道以后末了一切的事情。
He knows that if He should create,
他知道当他创造，
there will be problem,
就会有一些的难处。
Because He knew that one of His created being will rebel against Him.
因为他知道有一个被他所造的会背逆他。
Then the Son stepped forward.
儿子就站起来说，
Father,
父啊，
if it's your will to create,
如果是你的意思要创造，
go ahead,
请坐。
I'm willing to offer myself as a lamb,
我愿意把自己献上作为羔羊，
that thy will shall be done,
让你的旨意能够成就。
And it is because of this,
因着这样的缘故，
we have creation,
就有了创造。
When God created, He hadn't created man as we are.
当他创造的时候，不先是造，不是我们现在的人的样子。
Because in the first creation,
因为在头一次的创造里面，
the highest of the created were angels.
因为他最高的被造乃是天使。
And among the angels,
在天使当中，
God created the highest of the angels.
神就造了天使里面地位最高的，
an archangel called Lucifer,
一个天使长称为路斯佛，
the brilliant star,
明亮之星。
He was created with such perfection,
他是那样被造完美。
He was gifted with many gifts,
神给他许多的恩赐。
He was to be the anointed archangel over the throne of God.
他是在神宝座跟前那位创造最美丽的天使长。
He was to lead the angels to worship God.
他是带着天使们敬拜神。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的，
because of his many traffics,
因着许多的贸易，
He began to look into himself.
他就在那里看他自己。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is always dangerous to look into yourself.
当你看自己的时候，是多么的危险。
The Bible continuously tells us, look up unto Jesus.
圣经里面一直的告诉我们要望断以至于耶稣。
If we look off unto Jesus, we are safe.
如果我们只是单单的仰望主耶稣，我们就安全了。
But whenever we look into ourselves,
什么时候当我们看自己的时候，
we will fall just as the archangel fell.
我们就会落到天使长的失败当中。
So unfortunately,
很可惜的，
because of his beauty,
因为他的美丽，
because of his gifts,
因着他的恩赐，
because of his positions,
因着他的地位，
he began to look into himself.
他就在那里开始 观看他自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Never look into yourself.
不要在那里。
Because if you look into yourself,
因为你在看自己的时候
，there can only be one of the two results.
就只能有两种的可能性。
Either you look into yourself and you begin to feel proud of yourself.
或者你看了自己就觉得自我很骄傲。
Or you look into yourself and you begin to despair of yourself.
或者你看你自己你觉得非常的失望。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
look off unto Jesus.
圣经告诉我们要望断以至于耶稣。
Don't look into yourself.
不要看自己。
But Lucifer, because of his many gifts and traffics,
但是路斯佛因着他许多的恩赐与许多的贸易的往来
，because of his beauty and his position,
因着他的美丽，因着他的地位
，he began to look into himself.
他就在那里一直看自己。
And when he looked into himself,
当他看自己的时候
，you know what happened?
你知道。有事情发生了。
The more he looked into himself,
他越看自己的话
，the more he began to be proud of himself.
他就开始自以为傲。
So in Isaiah 14,
所以在以赛亚十四章里面
，from verse 12 to 14,
从十二到十四节那里
，five times.He spoke of himself.
那里五次他说到我要。
He said, I will ascend into the heavens.
他说我要升到天上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上。
And I will sit upon the mount of assembly.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
In the recesses of the north.
在北方的极处。
I will ascend above the heights of the cloud.
我要升到高云之上。
I will be like the most high.
我要与至上者同等。
In other words,
换句话说
Lucifer.Was not satisfied with what God has given him.
路斯佛他对于神给予他的不满足。
God is giving him the highest position among the angels.
神把天使当中最高的地位给了他。
But he was not satisfied with that.
但他还是不满意。
He looked into himself.
他在越看他自己的时候
，and he felt he was greater than he should be.
他看到他的地位应该更高。
He was to be equal with God.
他要与神同等。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思
？Who is equal with God?
谁能够与神同等呢
？Only the Son of God.Is equal with God.
只有神的儿子与神同等。
So you find that he desired the position of our Lord Jesus.
所以你看到他要抢夺神儿子的地位。
And because of this,
因着这个原因
，God dismissed him from the throne.
神就把他从宝座上推下来。
And all the domains.That had been under his enter into judgment.
他权势底下的一切范围就进到黑暗里面。
And that's the reason why the Bible begins with.
这就是为什么圣经一开头说
，In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
And the earth became void and empty.
地是空虚混沌。
Now, how does the earth become void and empty?
地怎么成为空虚混沌呢？
How did the earth was ruined?
地是怎么被毁坏的呢？
It was because of the rebellion of the archangel Lucifer.
是因着天使长路斯佛的背叛。
Evidently,
很清楚的叫我们知道。
In the beginning, the earth was given to his government.
一开始，地是交给了路斯佛来管理。
And therefore, when he was dismissed from the throne,
当他从宝座上给赶下来的时候，
everything that was under him entered into ruin.
在他手里所管辖的一切就进到这样荒凉的里面。
So the earth became empty and ruined.
所以地就成为空虚混沌。
It has lost its purpose.
失掉了它被造的旨意。
And it has entered into such ruin.
就落到这样的毁坏底下。
This we call the Ice Age.
这就是冰川的时期。
We do not know how long this Ice Age remains.
我们不知道冰川的时期有多久。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God is a God of mercy.
神是蛮有怜悯的神。
He is a God of purpose.
他是有旨意的神。
And even after so many, many years of ruin,
经过了多少年的荒凉，
God begins to repair the ruined earth.
神就开始修补这个毁坏了的地。
And that's when we have Genesis chapter 1.
这就是有创世纪第一章里面。
In 6 days,
六日之内，
God restored the ruined earth.
神恢复了这个毁坏的地。
We know that the 6 days is recreation, not creation.
我们知道这六日乃是再次的创造。
God used 6 days to recreate the ruined earth.
神用了六日来恢复了，重新建造。
Why is it so?
为什么这样？
Because God has a glorious purpose.
因为神有一个荣耀的旨意。
Even though Lucifer became what we call Satan, the adversary of God.
虽然路斯佛成为撒旦，成为神的仇敌。
It was easy for God to destroy him.
神要把他摧毁是很容易的。
If God should speak a word,
神讲一句话，
with the breath of God,
一口气，
he can easily destroy.
他马上就摧毁撒旦。
But that will not give him glory.
但这不能叫神得荣耀。
Just like a big man,
好像是个大人，
beating someone,
打一个小孩子一样。
He has no glory in it.
是大人得不到荣耀的。
But God is a God of glory.
但是神是荣耀的神。
Because of His glory,
因着神的荣耀，
God had another plan.
神有另外一个计划。
And with this another plan, in 6 days, he restored the earth.
所以神就用六日恢复了这颗地。
To be habitable.
能成为可居住的地。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wanted to create man such as we are.
因为他要造像我们这样的人。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we are not the first creation.
我们不是首先的被造。
We are the creation of the second earth.
我们是在 第二个在地上恢复的时候的创造。
Now why did God create us?
为什么神要创造我们？
On the one hand, man was created in God's image.
一面来说，人是照着神的形象来造的。
And the word image means the inward character.
形象乃是讲到内在的性格。
Man has the character of God built in him.
在人里面有神本来的性情。
And man was made a little lower than the angels.
人比天使被造微小一点。
Now why does God make man?
为什么神造人？
Because he has a plan.
因为他有一个计划。
He wanted to use man to defeat his enemy.
他要用人来摧毁他的仇敌。
As I have already said,
好像我已经讲了。
For God to destroy Lucifer, that's the easiest thing in the world.
神要摧毁路斯佛，对神来讲是太容易的事。
His very breath can finish Lucifer.
他一口气就能够把他解决。
But that doesn't give God glory.
但这不给神得着荣耀。
And God is a God of glory.
神是荣耀的神。
So he began to make man.
所以他就造人。
A little lower than the angel.
比天使微小一点点。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
just remember this.
请你记得，
we are not angels.
我们不是天使。
We are made a little lower than the angel.
我们是比天使低一点的被造。
That's what man is.
这就是人。
But God made us with a purpose.
但是神造我们有他的一个计划。
On the one hand,
一面来说，
God never made anything in his own image.
神从来没有造任何的事物照着他的形象。
Even the angels were not made in God's own image.
就算天使也不是照着神的形象来造的。
But now God made man in his own image.
如今神按着他的形象造人。
Even though he was lower than the angels,
虽然人比天使微小，
yet God's purpose in man is higher.
但神在人身上的旨意是更高的。
God wants to use one who is little than the angels, than the angels, to defeat Satan.
神要用比天使微小一点的人去击败撒旦。
And that is for the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
let us know who we are.
让我们认识我们是谁。
We are human beings.
我们是人。
But we are made according to God's image.
我们是照着神的形象来被造的。
And the word image doesn't mean outward form.
形象不是外面的样式。
The word image, icon, means the inward quality.
这个形象的意思乃是说内在的性情。
Man was made with the inward quality of God.
人被造里面带着神的性情。
Man was made according to God's nature.
人被造是有神的本质。
And that's the reason why man can be reunited with God.
这就是为什么人能够跟神再次的联合。
But man was made with a purpose.
神造人 有一个旨意。
We are not to exist for ourselves.
我们不是为了自己而存活。
We are to exist for God's purpose.
我们的存活是为了神的那个旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
let us remember this.
让我们记住这一点。
We are here not for ourselves.
我们在这里不是为了自己而活。
We are here for God's purpose.
我们是为了神的旨意而活。
God has a definite purpose in every one of us.
神在我们每个人身上有他既定的旨意。
Small as we are,
这么微小的我们，
lower than the angels,
比天使微小。
Because the angels can be everywhere.
因为天使可以在不同的地方。
And we are so limited upon this earth.
我们是被限制在这个地上。
We are not as powerful as the angels.
我们不像天使那么有能力。
Not as wise as the angels.
也不像天使那么有智慧。
And yet, we are made in God's image.
但是我们是按照神的形象而被造的。
And the word image speaks of inward character.
这个形象乃是讲到内在的性质。
Man has the character of God.
人有神的性格。
And that's the reason why, of all things, only man can be reunited with God.
再一次说，在所有被造里面，只有人能够跟神联合。
Because we have the same character.
因为我们有同样的性格。
And when God created man,
当神造人的时候，
He put man in the Garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园子里面。
We know the word Eden means pleasure.
我们知道伊甸乃是讲到快乐。
He puts man in the Garden of Pleasure.
他把人放在乐园里面。
And he filled this garden with trees, fruit trees.
在园子里面满了果树。
And all the fruit trees are good for food.
所有的果子都好做食物。
God made plenty for man's need.
神为了人的需要预备得很丰富。
But in the midst of the garden,
但在园子当中，
God planted the tree of life.
神把生命树放在那里。
It is symbolic of the life of God.
那里是代表了神的生命。
God puts his life in a tree that is edible.
神把他的生命放在这个树子上，而且是可吃的。
But by the side of the tree of life,
在生命树的旁边，
God planted another tree.
神种了另外一棵树。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
乃是分别知识善恶树。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do not think that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a bad tree.
不要以为分别善恶树是一棵坏的树。
It was bad in our impression.
在我们的印象里面它是坏的。
Because through that tree, man fell into sin.
因为借着这棵树，人就落到罪里面。
But so far as the tree itself is concerned,
但是从这棵树本身来讲，
it is a second to the best,
乃是除了最好之外的次好的。
All the trees in the Garden of Eden are good for food.
所有园子当中的树。都可以做食物。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will give you intellect.
生命，知识善恶树会给你一点的知识。
Only the tree of life will give you life.
只有生命树的果子给你生命。
So it is not a bad tree at all.
所以本来它不是一棵坏的树。
It is a second to the best.
乃是次好的。
But God's purpose is for our best.
但是神的旨意是叫我们得到治好的。
He wants us to have His own life.
他要我们得到他自己的生命。
That we may be united with God.
我们能够与神联合。
He does not want to fall into intellect.
他不叫我们只是落到知识里面。
Unfortunately, that's exactly what man did.
很可惜的人结果是落到这个光景里面。
From the day of Eve and Adam.
从伊甸园亚当开始。
Until today.
直到如今。
Man made intellect the highest pursuit of human beings.
人为了追识追求知识，这是他们最大的最高的一个努力。
Now that doesn't mean God wants us all to be foolish.
神不是愿我们每个人都愚蠢。
Surely God wants us to be wise.
神要我们有智慧。
But if you're wise without the right life, it's most dangerous.
但是如果你有智慧，但是没有对的生命，是非常的危险。
That's the reason why God said you should not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以这是为什么神说知识善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
In other words,
换句话说
God was suggesting that a man should eat the tree of life.
神其实在那里建议人要吃生命树的果子。
Satan knew about it.
撒旦知道。
So you remember when God put Adam into the garden.
所以你知道当神安置亚当在园子里面。
He commanded man to do two things.
他吩咐人神说叫他做两件事。
To till and to guard.
是修理看守。
To till.
修理。
It means that God does not want man to be lazy.
神不愿意人懒惰。
He wants me then to make improvement upon what he has made.
他要人在那里修理他所创造的，叫他更好。
Now that's a tremendous thing.
哦，这是一件很大的工程。
God has already made the earth.
神已经创造了地。
Now he wants man to improve upon it.
他要这块地能够更好。
But there is a second work he wants man to do.
还有第二件他要人做的。
And that is to guard.
乃是要看守。
Now what does that mean?
看守是什么意思？
Because it was a garden.
因为这个园子。
A garden doesn't have a wall.
这个园子没有围墙的。
And God wants man to be the wall of the garden.
神要人成为园子的围墙。
Because Satan, God's enemy, God put outside of the garden.
因为撒旦神的仇敌，神把他放在园子外面。
But the garden has no wall.
园子没有围墙。
He wants man to be the wall of the garden.
他愿意人成为园子的围墙。
To guard against the enemy from entering into it.
叫保护这个园子，叫仇敌不能进来。
But unfortunately,
很可惜的，
man failed in his errand.
人失败了。
Today we often put the blame on Eve.
今天我们就是在那里怪责夏娃。
Because she was the one who listened to the enemy.
因为是她听了仇敌的话。
She was the one who first took the forbidden fruit.
是她首先吃了禁果。
And also gave to her husband.
而且给了她的丈夫吃。
And her husband loved her so much.
她的丈夫那么爱她。
Eve was deceived.
夏娃受过欺骗。
But Adam was not deceived.
亚当不是被欺骗。
Eve fell into the trap of the enemy.
夏娃落在仇敌的圈套里面。
But Adam knew perfectly.
但是亚当他是知道的很清楚。
He knew what God's command is.
他知道神的命令是什么。
But because he loved his wife so much.
因为他太爱他妻子了。
He was afraid of losing his wife.
他怕失掉他的妻子。
And he capitulated to his wife's demand.
所以他在那里就同情了他妻子的要求。
That's how sin entered into this world.
以至于罪就进到这个世界。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
in the beginning,
起初，
God has a glorious purpose.
神有一个荣耀的旨意。
Glorious purpose for the man that he created.
在他所造的人身上有一个荣耀的旨意。
To improve what God has done.
就把神所造的变得更美。
And to guard against the enemy.
然后去看守，叫仇敌不可以进来。
He wants to use man a little lower than the angels to defeat the angels.
他要用着比天使微小一点的人去击败他的仇敌。
And his purpose has not changed.
他的旨意没有改变。
Even today,
直到如今，
God's purpose is for man to defeat the enemy.
神的旨意乃是用人来摧毁他的仇敌。
We are not to yield to temptation.
我们不能够对试探妥协。
We must overcome the enemy.
我们要胜过仇敌。
And do the will of God.
完成神的旨意。
That's God's purpose for man.
这是神在人身上定的旨意。
But unfortunately,
很可惜，
we know what had happened.
我们知道事情怎么发生的。
Since that day,
从那天开始，
man was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
人就被逐出伊甸园。
And man's destination was death.
人的终结是死。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Not because of that, God gave up.
不是因此神就放弃了我们。
God has a redemption.
神有一个救赎。
He was going to send his son into this world.
他差他的儿子到地上来。
So about 2,000 years ago,
大概2000多年前，
God's son came into this world to be a man.
神的儿子降生为人在地上。
And his name was called Jesus.
他的名字被称为耶稣。
He lived 33 and a half years upon this earth.
他在地上活了33年半的日子。
He obeyed his father in everything.
他凡事顺从他的父亲。
He denied himself.
他在那里舍了自己。
He seems to lose his own liberty.
他在那里失掉了他的自由。
But he put himself completely under his father's control.
他把他自己完全伏在他父神的管理底下。
He said, I can do nothing by myself.
他说我凭自己不能做什么。
I cannot say anything by myself.
我不能靠凭自己说什么。
I cannot go anywhere.By myself.
我靠自己的意思，我哪里也不能去。
I do because I see my father has done it.
我做是因着我看到我父亲这样做。
He lives a life of complete, absolute obedience to the father.
他活着一个完全绝对的顺服在父的旨意。
He was the only one who has defeated God's enemy.
他是唯一能够击败神仇敌的。
The enemy tempted him again and again.
仇敌一再的试探他。
Do you think your temptations are great?
你以为你受的试探很大吗？
None can be compared with the temptation that our Lord Jesus has suffered.
与我们主所忍受的试探没法相比。
He was tempted in all things.
在凡事上他受过试探。
But without sin.
但却没有犯罪。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
And if he could do that.
他可以这样做。
You can do that.
您也可以。
I can do that.
我也可以。
By his grace.
借着他的恩典。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Here you find the salvation of God.
你这里看到神的救恩。
He sent his only son into this world. To save us.
他差他的独生子到地上拯救我们。
And we who have been saved.
我们这些被拯救的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How should we live?
我们要怎么样生活？
Could we live by ourselves?
我们能够为自己活吗？
No.
不行。
We can only live by the life of Christ in us.
我们只能够靠着在我们里面基督的生命而活。
If we live by the life of Christ in us,
如果我们凭着基督在我们里面的生命而活，
we can overcome.
我们能够得胜。
We can overcome the enemy.
我们能够胜过仇敌。
No matter how great temptations may be.
不管试探有多大。
But if we look into ourselves,
但如果我们看自己的话，
like Adam and Eve,
好像亚当夏娃，
we will fail.
我们会失败，
because we are lower than the angels.
因为我们比天使微小啊。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the secret of victory,
得胜的秘诀，
is in obedience to Christ.
在乎顺服基督。
We who are the Lord,
我们是属乎主的人。
We should give ourselves completely to the Lord.
我们要把自己完全的奉献给神。
And in our daily life,
在我们日常生活里面，
big things and small things,
大事小事，
in everything,
每一件事，
we need to learn to obey the Lord.
我们需要学习顺服主。
So what is the secret of our Christian life?
我们基督徒生活的秘诀是什么？
The secret of Christian life is obedience to Christ Jesus.
基督徒生活的秘诀乃是顺服基督。
We do not live for ourselves.
我们不为自己活。
We live for Christ.
我们为基督而活。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
We need to learn to obey him in all things.
我们需要在凡事上顺服他。
Do not have the idea.
不要有这样的想法。
That when there are big things, we need to seek the Lord.
大事我们要寻求主。
In small things, we can be free.
哦，小事我说了算。
Not at all.
不是这样。
In all things,Learn to listen to the still small voice.
凡事上学习听主那微小的声音。
And this is the way of Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的样式。
So thank God.
感谢神。
Even though our forefathers had failed.
虽然我们的祖宗犯罪了。
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ,
因着我们的主耶稣基督，
we should succeed.
我们要成
功。 And by the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典，
let us go forward in the light of our Lord Jesus.
我们在主耶稣的光中，我们要向前直望。
And may the Lord have mercy upon each and every one of us.
求神的恩典临到我们每一个人。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你。
That even if we as human beings have failed,
虽然人会失败
，Thou never failed.
但是你永远不失败。
We thank thee for thy great salvation.
我们为你这伟大的救恩，我们献上感谢。
We thank thee for sending thy Son, thy beloved Son, into this world.
我们谢谢父，你把你的爱子差到地上来。
We thank thee for the salvation that he has brought to us.
我们谢谢主。把这样的救恩带给我们。
He that believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We thank thee, we have believed in him.
我们谢谢你，因为我们相信了主。
We have the eternal life.
我们得到了永远的生命。
Lord, teach us how to live by thy eternal life.
主啊，求你教导我们如何靠这个永远的生命来活。
That we may obey thee in all things.
我们能够在凡事上顺服你。
Oh dear Lord, thank you for the great salvation.
亲爱的主，谢谢你这么大的救恩。
And enable us to live accordingly.
叫我们能够靠着这个生命来生活。
May your name be exalted in our midst.
愿你的名在我们当中得着称颂。
In your precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.